Okay, good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitoch Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David Norli Simai, as a schus for a civic Yaakov Aaron Ben Rochel, for Shlomo Eliyahu Ben Sora, Mordechai Ben Sora, Leilei Nishmas, Malkovas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shlomo Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Eliyahu Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren Ben Moshe, and Oisha Gittel Bas Rav Eliezer Mordechai. I would like to, this evening, before Rosh Hashanah and the official advent of what is known as the Yomim HaNoiroim, the days of awe, the days of fear, to talk a little bit about fear and its connection to Bitochin. Unfortunately, most of us today are not of the level of the previous generation where through fear, they were able to reach unprecedented spiritual heights because it focused them on the most minutest shortcomings that they had. They were able to face it. They weren't overwhelmed by it. And through it, they rose to higher levels. And especially in the Yomim HaNoiroim, when the world is being judged, they use that to purify themselves and to refine themselves and to elevate themselves. Unfortunately, fear can also be paralyzing and overwhelming to the extent that when I took out the slichas and I saw slichas leyomim hanoroim, it brought back a memory. It reminded me of a posuk, forgiveness for the yom neroim, fear, forgiveness. How do they work together? So the posuk says, ki imcha haslicha l'man tivori, tehillim kuflamet. With you, Hashem, is forgiveness, in order that should be fear. The Ramban, beginning of Dvorim, seems to be concerned. Forgiveness, if anything, there's less fear. Not with you is fear, is forgiveness in order to be fear. And it seems from him that the pshat is that if not for the fact that Hashem is forgiving, we couldn't be afraid of him. We'd be too overwhelmed. The fear would be paralyzing. And before we know it, we'd find the kitchen too hot and run out. We couldn't handle it. So, ki imcha haslicha, knowing that with you is forgiveness, l'man tivori, that is what allows fear. So forgiveness helps. L'maisa today, I think that even with the backdrop of forgiveness, with the Yemei Haslichos, with the extended Yemei Haslichos, with the Yomim Anu, with the Aseres, with the Yud Gimel Midos, but still, Rachum V'chanu Erech HaPayim, fear is fear. Fear for many people is overwhelming and even paralyzing. So what can we do? And therefore, I thought it'd be interesting to bring the Rabbeinu Yonah's explanation at the end of the first parak in the Sechas Brochos of an exercise that we perform 12 times a day. And Shabbos, another four sets, another four times, and on Yom Kippur, even another four times. When we stand Shmon Esrei, Boruch Ato Hashem, Boruch Ato, we bow down, straighten out with the same Hashem, same at the end of the first Brocha, Moedim, the end of Moedim, and in every Shmon Esrei like that. The Rebbeinu Yonah says that it's based on the Pasuk Hashem Zikif Kefufim. Hashem straightens up those that are bent. And he explains that when we bow down, we're insinuating, we're focusing ourselves on a form of fear. I'm afraid I'm standing in front of Hashem. I have this personal relationship, first person, but is the Makar HaBrochas, but maybe I'm not worthy. I'm fearful. I'm down. My head is down. Hashem Zuikit Kefufim. I inspire myself with Bitochen. And he says, he bases it on a pasuk in Mishlei. He says, V'yiras Hashem Mivtach Uyis. In the fear of Hashem lies the strength of Bitochen. When a person is in fear, that catapults him into a state of Bitochen. So in reality, the fear that we have, even if it's based on Imcho Haslicha, and we can tolerate a little bit of fear, can also be overwhelming. For many, it's extremely overwhelming. But we can also transpose it into a positive Bitochen experience. Because if there's no fear, there's nothing to be afraid about. There's not real Bitochen. The Krah learns that when it says Yaakov was by Yiro Yaakov from Esau, when Esau was coming, says he wasn't afraid. He says he forced himself to be afraid, to think about Esav was chusim he had, the times that he was away from his father, so that he should have fear and true bitocha, which emanates from the depths of fear. So the fear itself can lead us to a greater sense of trust in Hashem. The Rambam even says that this is the essence of the mood on the Yom Kippurim, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, on the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, which says why we don't say Hallel Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The Rambam says the pshat is because the Yom Yiruv HaFachad. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, they're not days for Hallel. The days of fear, year of afachad, trepidation. Umonois mimenu. Such fear of Hashem they can engender in us that we want to run away from him. But where do we run, the Rambam says? Umivrachei lov. We run into Hashem's embrace. We're so overwhelmed with fear. And the recognition that there's no place to run from Hashem, we run into his embrace. We strengthen our bitochon. We reconnect in a deeper level of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that really can be very helpful on the Yomim Noroim. We can really take this fear that we have, whatever element of it is there, and even if we've tempered it and prefaced it with the Imcha HaSlicho, with the Yemei HaSlichos, to know Hashem is forgiving, and therefore that would make it easier to have fear, but fear is fear. Rashi said, "V'ahavtes Hashem likecho," he says, you should serve Hashem from love, not fear. Because ha'oivid me'yiro, kisharabu makriach olov, manicha v'hoylech loy. Some who serves out of fear, if it gets too fearsome, if it gets too overwhelming, he runs away. So we can take that fear and transpose it into a state of bitochon. Mivrach mimenu. I'm so afraid of the Yom Noroim. I want to run away from Hashem, to hide from Hashem. But where do I run? Into his warm, loving embrace. Because that's the only place that we can take refuge. That's the only one who could help us under any circumstance. So this is a little bit of what we have to, if we find ourselves a little bit overwhelmed with the fear, then we have to take it to the next level and say, fear can lead. Be'yiras Hashem mivtach ois. Fear can lead to a higher level of bitochen in Hashem. But I'd like to add one more nekuda as well. And there's something even about the tshuva process, where even if it falls short, it can have an influence on our bitochen. We say every day in Avo Rabba, say, Ovinu ho'ov ha'rachamon ha'rachim, rachim oleinu, ha'rachmon ha'saras. The same belibeinu lehovinu lahaskil. Put it in our hearts, we should understand the Torah. Lishmoya, to listen, lilmoy, to learn, ulalamina, to teach, lishmor velasus ulekayim, and to keep all the mitzvahs. Then we take it even further. V'ho'erei neinu b'sero secho, enlighten our eyes in the Torah. V'davei beinu b'mitzvah secho, and have our hearts cling and connect to the mitzvahs. V'yachin v'oveinu le'ahavol yireh shemecho, and unite the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara to love and fear Hashem. That we should never be embarrassed. And Avudrom says that is based on the posse, because of my bitochon, I won't have busha. And the next line proves it, because we say, because we trusted in you. What trusted? We didn't say a word about trust. Oh no. When we asked Hashem to elevate us higher and higher in spiritual levels, we're expressing a trust in Hashem. Why am I asking him to elevate us spiritually higher and higher? Because I trust him that that's the way to go, and that's the place to be, and that's the best thing for me, and that's really what I want. Then, because I have bitochen, I won't be embarrassed, because the Baal bitochen shouldn't be embarrassed. So we see that the striving, not even the completing, the requesting, we say, Ashiveinu Hashem Eilecho v'noshuva, help us to do tshuva. The Hovahoyereinu b'seira secha, help us to dedicate and rededicate ourselves to the Torah and to the mitzvahs and to la'avu le'yiras Hashemecho. And that is considered, that is a statement of bitochon. And then we say, Ki b'shem kol shechvatochnu, we taka trusted you because we asked you to help us in the avodas Hashem, which is the greatest statement of trust. It's almost like a nasa v'nishma. Nasa v'nishma was a statement of trust. We'll do whatever you say, Hashem, even if we don't know what it is yet. Here we know a shtikl, but even so, we ask Hashem, show us more, teach us more, give us more, and we want to be doubled b'chor b'mitzvaysechom and so forth, your Torah and your mitzvahs. That's a statement of bitochon. So I would like to suggest that in the Yemei HaSlicha, in the Yomim HaNoiroim, that we have maybe transposed to Yemei HaBitochim, as we find there, Rosh Hashanah, Magalchel, Mestaprim, and Achreinim tell us, because we're supposed to show ourselves that we're Botuach Badin, and that helps in the Din. Even when we attempt to do tshuva, and then we fall short, we don't think that we're really doing as much as we should be doing, as much as we could be doing, as much as we should have done. But we should realize that the effort, the tefillos where we ask Hashem Hashiveinu, just like V'hoyere Neinu, V'davik Libeinu, V'yachil Boveinu, and the efforts that we put into teshuva, even if they fall short in the Gidrei Teshuva, they represent a true statement of Bitochama. Because why am I doing this? Why am I doing tshuva? Why am I trying to do tshuva? Why am I trying to come back? Why am I trying to strengthen my mitzvahs? The reason is really very simple. I trust that this is the right way. I trust that this is the only way. I trust that this is the proper way. Therefore, even when we feel the world of fear, we can transpose it to the question. And even when we feel a little frustrated that our tshuva isn't meaningful enough, then we can take that and transform that into or use that to help us recognize by requesting and by attempting the process of tshuva, I'm also telling myself, I'm also strengthening my bitochon in Hashem, because why am I asking Hashem to help me? Why am I attempting the process of tshuva? Because I trust Hashem that that's what's right. For the Shmuel who should help. That even if the Yomim HaNoiroim become a little bit overwhelming in their Yira aspect, we should be able on many levels to transpose that from Yiras Hashem Miftachois and in the Schus of the Bitochi, as we say, Ki b'shem kodshecho ha-godol v'ha-neiro b'tochnu, no-dilo v'nismucho b'fuosecho. We should rejoice in the Yeshua's Hashem. We should be zeiche, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should make it tich le-shono v'kilo lo-isecho. The year with all of its curses should end. Toch el-shono u-bircho isecho. And all of the brochos should be all upon us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us all a ksibach sima teva, a shnas chayim v'sholim nefesh v'yis haguf, arichas yomim v'shonim, with refuahis, with yeshuahis, with shiduchim, with parnosa, lonu ulechol Yisrael, and...